Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Let's face it, the Bible has so many stories in it, but there's one thing that connects each and every story. You know who it is? It's God. God encourages us to learn the stories shared to us in the Bible, to live through those stories, and to love like the stories tell us to. God wants us to make that story our story. Otherwise, what story are we living by? Sometimes we might get lost from day to day, not knowing our purpose, our story, forgetting that we are children of God, that God embraces us and loves us so much. But God reminds us of our true purpose, our true story, and how we can make God's story our story.
Well, they weren't totally clear about exactly what happened, and it took some time for them to exactly figure out what God was up to. But eventually, they figured out that God was up to making more of God's story happen. And what they realized in time, what had happened, was that God had done a repair, that God had fixed the breakdown that people were experiencing so that people could understand that they could have hope and a great future that God had for them. Now, that's the part of the story that we are taking a look at today as we continue our look at making God's story our story. And in particular, we're looking at the moment and the times which God sent Jesus to be the part of the story in our lives and in this world. Now, what God did was amazing in that moment because God continued to make the story that he was writing for all of us part of a story of redemption and part of love for all things and for all people. Now, as we've been looking at this story of redemption, we know that God has done an amazing thing over a tremendous amount of time. And we've got part one, and we've got part two, and part three, which brings us to part four, the repair, which is, of course, where all of this was going all along the way. Yes, because a story leads up to the next part, but because of what this part of the story was, the repair that God did through Jesus. And now, this is the amazing thing that God has done in the midst of all of these things, is that God has shown us love and God has shown redemption. But in this particular part, God shows us what this actually looks like because Jesus did it for us. The repair that comes to us in this part of the story is the peak of the story. It's the climax of the story. And it's where it was all headed all along because it's the most important thing that God had ever done for us because it was what God did through Jesus. Now, in particular, what happens in this moment of the repair is that we are presented with the reality of reconciliation, that God was going to do something to fix the brokenness that we had experienced so that God could give to us not only a beautiful future now, but a beautiful future forever. And God did all this through Jesus. God did all this in an amazing way. Now, the repair as a part of the biblical story in the Old and New Testament comes to us from the Gospels. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And importantly, these are four reflections, four imprints of an understanding of what God did through Jesus. Because in these stories, we get glimpses, we get insight into Jesus' life, his teachings, his ministry, his death, his resurrection, and his promise to come again. And all of these things add up together to give us a very important sense of who Jesus was. Now, this is really important because this is how we know more of what God's story is. Now, in particular, in the Gospels, what we get is a glimpse of the person of Jesus. Like I mentioned, all those things that are recorded there, that teaches us who Jesus was. But very importantly, it's not just on the surface that we learn these things about who Jesus was as the person, but we also learn about the work of Jesus. And this is where the repair happens that God was doing. Now, the beautiful thing about the work of Jesus is that it was this work of reconciliation that God was making happen through Jesus for all of us. And the beautiful promise that happens is when Jesus does something, it is the same as God doing something as well. And this is what happens in this part of the story. Now, the beautiful thing that God does in this moment is that God sends Jesus to do this work for us because we needed it desperately. That's part of what was leading up to this story that we had to get our heads around because we knew how we got here was important. What was happening was there was this breakdown, the experience of suffering that was permeating throughout all of history. And it led up to this particular moment where God was going to do something when God wanted to do it. Now, in retrospect, we can see this part of God's story unfolding because we're on this side of it. But remember, at the time, they didn't totally see it coming or didn't see it coming at all because they were living it out. But over time, they recognized all the signs had pointed to God having done this amazing thing through Jesus because God wanted to reconcile and to fix the repair, which means that the work of Jesus was the work of reconciliation that was needed between us and God, that work of reconciliation between us and other people, and indeed that reconciliation between us and all of creation. And that's exactly what God did through Jesus in the repair. Now, when we think about the ways in which we understand this repair that God had done, we have to understand that the repair was so desperately needed because there was this gap between us and God, this gap between us and others that needed to be fixed. Now, when there's a breakdown in a relationship, we know that there needs to be a repair there. But when there's one that's like this, there's a problem because either we're going to fix it or God's going to fix it. Well, this kind of distance between us and God and distance between us and creation. So one of the options was God could have let us try to fix it. But God knew that we could never fix the brokenness that was there between us and God because that's exactly what the sin is in our lives. And so instead of making it so that we would have to do something that we couldn't do, God decided to take it on God's self in order to make the repair, to make that reconciliation, to bring about that salvation that we needed so desperately. And that's exactly what God did at the perfect time according to God's plan for all of us. Now, in particular, getting our heads around what that meant was something that God was doing at that time as well through the work of the Apostle Paul. And Paul uses some very important language to help us understand what this exactly looks like. So in one of Paul's letters to his friends in the church in Corinth, he writes this: "In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them." What Paul was getting after in this was exactly what we know God was up to, is that God was bringing about the repair, the reconciliation that we were needed, and that God was doing it through Christ, and that God was never going to hold any of this against us. And that's good news, because if God had held it against us, we would still be experiencing life without this repair. Now, the beautiful thing about what Jesus did in that time is that God reconciled us to God, and God reconciled us to other people as well. God broke down the hostility, the brokenness that was between all of us so that we could experience the gift of God's love in full form. But the reality is, that's not only what God did in this time of reconciliation. God also did another really important thing with us and for us, and that is that God has entrusted people to be the messengers of God's story of reconciliation. One of the amazing things that happens when God does the repair is that God also entrusts us with the message of reconciliation. God decided to use people to carry this story forward. And what that means is that God wants us to be those messengers so that more people can come to know how much God loves them. Now, the beautiful thing about what God did in this moment too is that God brings about this understanding of reconciliation that is all-encompassing and all-inclusive in a very important way. Oftentimes, we think about this reconciliation, the repair that God made, and sometimes we think about it as a one-way thing of this thing that God did for us. But the reality is that reconciliation is a two-way reality, that it is both what God did for us, but then also what God wants from us. Now, it always starts with what God wants for us, but eventually, it helps us understand that God wants something from us which is for us to have the life that God wants for us. Because reconciliation is both what God does for us and about what we do for others. And what we do for others is help them experience the life that God wants for them, both this life and in the life to come. Now, this is an amazing thing that God has done as a part of God's story. And as we seek to make God's story our story, we are bringing into focus this beautiful thing of reconciliation, the repair that God has done for us. Now, it would be enough, honestly, on some level, if we stopped at this point. It would be enough for us to understand just this part of God's story. But in the midst of what God was doing in this part of God's work in the world, there's something else that happens. And this other thing that happens is also super important for us to understand what God has been up to and what God will be up to. And the other thing that God does at this time is that God makes a promise. And in particular, it's Jesus making a promise. Jesus makes a promise to us. And that promise is that one day Jesus is going to come back. That one day Jesus is going to come back and make all things new. That God is going to make the new heaven and the new earth that is going to be the eternal reality that we get to experience because God loves us. And that is a tremendous promise that Jesus makes to us and the one that God makes to us as well. Now, when we think about this kind of a promise that God makes to us, this is the hope we have of an eternal life that God is going to give to us. It's the hope we have that when we say goodbye to our loved ones that we promise, then we cling to that hope that death does not have the final say. But in addition to all that, it also helps us to get a better understanding of what God has been up to in the midst of making God's story become a reality in this life, which is it helps us understand the reason why we still have a sense of suffering in this world. Now, when God made the repair that God did through Jesus, there's something that God did, which was to fix the reconciliation and make it possible. But God didn't do something else. God didn't take away our freedom. God continued to allow us to be free people, to live as we want to live, which means we would still have the ability to do what is right in our own eyes. And we know what happens when we do what we think is right in our own eyes. We continuously make more brokenness. And that's part of the challenge that we have in our day and age because we still live in that time. We still live in that time that came after Jesus when we have the freedom that we have, but yet also we know that God has reconciled us to God and calls us to be reconciled to others. It is like that God could have simply made it such that when Jesus came that things were perfect and things were fixed. But then God would have taken away our freedom. So we live in the midst of what God has already done and what God is yet to do. Because what that promise that Jesus makes is a promise that God is not done with us again. And that just when the time is right, God will come back. Jesus will come back and bring about the restoration of all things. And in that time, we hope in the promise that Jesus makes to us. That God will come back and God will make all things new so we can experience the gift of eternity and that perfect relationship that God wants for each one of us. And this is a very important part of God's story for all of us. And when Jesus makes this promise, what it means is that God's story comes with this beautiful promise of this future that God wants for us. This future where we will experience the perfect expression of God's love with us. We will experience the perfect expression of God's love with others. And we will experience the fullness of the reconciliation that God wants for all of creation. And this is a beautiful part of the promise that God makes to us. And it's a beautiful part of the story that God gives to us. The part of God's story that includes the repair that Jesus made also includes the promise that God will be with us forever. And that's a part of the story that we need now, and it's a part of the story that we need always.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.